To most Americans, the fiduciary rule on financial planning might not mean a whole lot. But for financial planners, stockbrokers, and investment advisors, it's a really big deal. It raises the standard for those people to serve their clients from giving advice that is suitable for their clients to giving advice that is in the client's best interest. In practice, this might greatly increase the level of work for financial advisors in getting to know their clients. Ed Jurtzen is an ISU alum and past president and chairperson of the National Board of Directors of the Financial Planning Association. He spoke at ISU last week and says the financial planning industry is in flux.
The challenging part about the fiduciary rule, it's hard to argue that you shouldn't have the best interest of your client at heart. And so there are some in the industry that'll say, well, we already have a relatively high standard, which for people who are on a commission is the suitability standard. And so there are those in the profession that think it should be a higher standard being fiduciary. And so in our leadership, my leadership role with the Financial Planning Association, we thought that the fiduciary standard is the higher standard. So if you're going to be taking someone's full net worth and give them advice, why wouldn't you have the client's best interest at heart?
Are there unintended consequences to this rule, which many firms are implementing in spite of the slowdown that the administration has put on it?
Yeah, when the Department of Labor came out with a rule, we sent them a 39-page comment letter that said, this is great, but.
And only so, 39.
Only 39. I think we had one of the less lengthy rebuttals. But within that letter was some of the things that we saw, which were some of the unanticipated consequences of the original rule from that standpoint. One of the biggest things that get people nervous is the potential for litigation. It allows for class action lawsuits where a lot of the industry, the financial services industry, is protected by arbitration. So that gets some folks nervous that anyone can sue potentially, according to folks, for certain things, which talking to a lot of the individuals that are in the know when it comes to legal, the class action status is a pretty hard level to attain. But still, it's the litigation risk that firms are looking at.
So that may be a spin-off consequence down the road once there's some experience with how it works in the marketplace. Are there consequences to the kinds of investors that management firms will be seeking out?
So if I look at where some of the firms have been talking about, there's a balance between the rhetoric of what's going to happen with the implementation of the rule and reality. In reality, would the conflict of interest rule change business practices as they are today? And the answer is yes, but in different ways for different groups. And so if I look at the average individual investor, what kind of advice, what kind of services are they getting now under a suitability standard? Are they getting full financial planning? Are they getting full advice? Or are they getting someone they can call into who are just managing their investments? And I think a lot of what we see is firms saying, you know what, a lot of these smaller investors are going to be put to the wayside because the suitability standard works now, but if we go to the fiduciary standard, it will cost us too much in terms of having that small revenue for the individual client.
Edward Jurtzen is an ISU alum and past president and chair of the National Board of Directors of the Financial Planning Association. He spoke last week at ISU.